As usual, Martha had to sing the whole thing again, so the Dibbons could show off their fancy paw tapping. Whilst this was going on, the abbot took Torden aside. He related what Martin the Warrior had told him in his dream. The Otterkook was overjoyed at the news.
As soon as the harvest moon shows, we'll mount a watch on the wall tops to welcome them back home.
Breakfast was about finished when Form Old Dwirl, who had been gatekeeper in Fred's absence, came trundling up with Lonner in tow. He hailed Torren.
Good day, sir. Look at whom just come to knocking on his gate.
The Otterkook quickly cleared a place for them both.
Sit you down, mates, and break your fast. Lonner, where have you been since yesterday? Every beast was wondering where you'd got to.
The big badger seated himself, allowing Gervel to heap food in front of him. His fur was coated in dew, and the blood had mattered on his wounds, but he looked happy.
The sea rats are all accounted for, down to the last vermin. I was tired, but glad that I had ended my mission, so I lay down on the flatlands about half a league from your abbey. I must have slept deeply, because it was the sound of larks rising at dawn that awakened me. I was hoping there'd be a bite of breakfast left for a hungry badger. Thank you, ma'am.
Grandmum Gervel piled corn and fruit slices on a platter.
You meat hearty, sir. I'll cook more for you if you're still hungered.
Abbot Carroll beckoned Brother Gelf.
Draw off a pitcher of our best October ale for Lonner. Nothing's too good for the beast who saved Redwall from the sea rats. Lonner, after you've eaten, Sister Portula will find you clean robes and Sister Setifer will care for your wounds. You must rest now, friend.
Seating themselves around the badger, the Dibbons watched in awe as he satisfied his appetite. Muggum nudged Buffle.
Yer, in Gerby, certainly can't shove ye vickers away.
Stifling a smile, Martha chided the mole babe.
Really, Muggum, mind your manners.
Lana sat Muggum on his paw and lifted him to face height.
Listen to me, young sir. Never mess with your food. Eat it all up like I do, then some day you'll be a great warrior.
Muggum nodded sagely.
Them be's wise words, sir.
It was 5 nights hence, when the harvest moon waxed fully. Most abbey beasts were in their beds. Torden stood watch from the ramparts on the southwest corner, where he could view both the path and woodlands. Martha and Abbot Carroll, neither of whom felt like sleeping, joined the Otterkook on his vigil. The three stood there, unaware that Lonner had come up behind them. For a beast of his size and weight, the badger could move silent as a shadow. They started slightly as he spoke.
That nice old mole wife in the kitchen's asked me to bring some hot vegetable soup up for you.
Lonner poured the soup from a jug into 4 basins. Torn sniffed it, exclaiming gratefully,
"Good old Gervel."
They sipped at their basins in silence, contemplating the serenity of a late summer's night. Nocturnal birdsong drifted from the shadowed trees of Mossflower. The path stood out like a tranquil stream, curling southward. Galaxies of twinkling stars pinpointed the cloudless vaults of sky above. A single comet streaked through space in brief silent glory. The harvest moon ruled over all, surrounded by a soft nimbus, resplendent in its own golden solitude. None of the others noticed Lonner fitting a shaft to his bowstring. He peered toward the foliage which fringed the path side. Drawing back his bow, Lonner called down,
"Are you friend or foe?"
3 figures stepped out onto the path. One shouted,
"Ahoy the walls! We come as friends!"
Martha's good eyesight allowed her to quickly identify the caller.
"It's a shrew. There's 2 more with him."
Lonner relaxed his bowstring.
"What do you want, friends?"
The lead shrew's rapier blade flashed in the moonlight as he made a salute and offered his hilt first.
"I am Jigger, son of Logalog Briggy, chieftain of the Gurath crews. I carry news of your friends. My father sent me ahead to tell you of their approach."
Torren and Lana were already down and unbarring the gates as Martha assisted the abbot to negotiate the wall steps. Old Fred lit extra lanterns as they crowded into the gatehouse. When the introductions were completed, the young shrew made his report. It was not a happy tale that he had to relate. Martha was stunned beyond tears at the news of Bragoon and Sorrow's death. Abbot Carroll hung his head and wept openly. Lana stood by in respectful silence. Torren was the only one to speak.
The young'uns, are they all safe and well?
Jigger nodded.
Aye, sir. Apart from a few scratches and sore footpaws, they're fine. Miss Fenner told me that Bragoon was your brother. 'Twas a brave thing him and Sarrow did.
The Ottercook drew himself up straight and spoke proudly.
Aye. Bragoon and Sarambando was true-born Redwallers. No two like him. They were both wild warriors. But they did their duty and saved their friends. We wager they took a few of those vermin with them, eh?